This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 805, the heyday of IELTS vocabulary for speaking part 3.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
There is a very good chance that you will be asked in speaking part 3 to compare the past with now, and you will need interesting vocabulary. Today we give you 4 fun phrases to use when comparing the good old days with the present, as well as native sample answers.
Hey Jessica,
hey.
How's it going?
You surprised me there with that. This is very, very quick hello. How are you doing today, Aubrey?
I'm great. How are you? I'm having a much better morning today.
Oh, good. Oh, gosh, guys. If you didn't hear yesterday's episode 804, go back and listen to that for a harrowing experience that Aubrey shared with us.
Harrowing is a good word and very applicable to that
one. Such good vocab, though. Harrowing. Oh, gosh. And today, we're talking about vocabulary, actually. What kind of vocab are we going to teach our future IELTS candidates today, Aubrey?
I'm excited about this. We're going to talk about vocabulary we can use to compare the past and now.
Yes, guys, this vocab is so important for speaking part 3. That is specifically what we want you to use this stuff on, because in speaking part 3, guys, like, sure, you don't know what topic you're going to get. It could be education or parties or news, like such a wide variety of topics. But the thing is, you will be asked to express the same functions in every speaking part 3 test, right? So, of course, expressing your opinion is the most common function, I think, that we expect you to be able to communicate, but also the advantages and disadvantages of something, talk about a possible future, like speculate on the future of something. And this is super, super common, you guys. Comparing the past and now. So that's why we're talking about this today, because in my experience, a lot of students sort of struggle in trying to talk about the past. Like, there's not a lot of good vocab out there for talking about the past. But guys, since you're listening today, you're going to have awesome vocab.
Yes, we're giving you some good ones. I think it's also tricky because when you realize in your mind, okay, if I have to talk about the past and immediately the present or the future, you're thinking about verb tenses in your mind. Don't let yourself get distracted about that. Like, you have been doing this. You have been speaking. You know what sounds right. And when you have this good vocabulary, you're going to have the confidence you need to have a good, solid answer.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, guys, if you've practiced as much as you should before the speaking exam, then it should be automatic. If you're talking about something finished in the past simple. If you're talking about something in the future, will and going to, right? So something like that, guys, should be automatic, right? So just focus on that until it's natural, and then you have the mind space to use amazing vocabulary like this.
Yes, definitely. So let's talk about the first one. I love this one.
Oh, I say this a lot just because it's, I don't know, it's kind of funny. So in the good old days. So notice, guys, in the pronunciation here, we don't say in the good old days. Nope, we don't talk like that, guys.
Nope.
We say in the good old days, and we like completely drop the D in old. Aubrey, do you use this phrase much?
Oh, all the time. You know what's funny? My kids have started using this phrase when they ask me about my childhood. I don't know if they learned it at school. My 5-year-olds, they'll say, "Mom, what was it like in the good old days when you were a kid?" I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh,
that sounds way older than that. Like, I didn't live in the good old days.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Like, on the one hand, it's completely adorable to hear words like this from your 5-year-olds. And then on the other hand, you're like,
that makes me feel so old.
Yeah. yeah, that's not applicable here, you guys. I know, it's funny. I wonder a lot when I'm talking to James about, like, what stuff was like when I grew up and blah, blah, blah. I wonder, like, how old does he think I am? Like, he knows how old I am, like, the number, right? But, like, in his perspective, like, how ancient are these stories?
You're so old.
So old. I had a neighbor call me ma'am the other day. I was like, oh, young man, please. No, I didn't say that. But in my mind, I was
trying to be polite, but it makes you feel so old.
I know. Just no, guys. Okay. So you could say in the good old days, we didn't have smartphones, and we were forced to actually talk to our friends in person. So that's one way you could use that on the test. And you could replace that with in the old days. And here's the pronunciation difference, guys. We do say the D in the second phrase, right? Mm-hmm. So in the old days, because old and the duh from days, you can't drop the duh, right? So pronounce the D, but that is another option.
Yeah, it's true. And it's funny because in the good old days, there's still a D on that date, but it's just so much more emphasized in this one. In the old days, you really hear that D strong. Yeah, totally.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, guys, so those two we use exactly the same way, but I think in the good old days, just the pronunciation is a lot more interesting. And guys, I mean, it does have to make sense, so don't use it to describe something negative. Like, it is, you are talking about something positive in the past, right? To
right.
compare
and
it
to
something negative.
Can't use it to talk about
now.
Something from, like, yesterday or 3 weeks ago. We're talking about, you know, at least a decade ago, wouldn't you say? Maybe more?
Yes. Oh, yes, 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 guys. I mean, I would use this to talk about before I was born, actually. You know, like, it has to be a significant amount of time in the past. All right. So what's another phrase we could use for the past, Aubrey?
Another good one is in days gone by. So if you say, in days gone by, there's almost a feeling of nostalgia to that one, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, totally. And this is quite formal. So I think this is a nice mix, right? These phrases are showing the examiner quite a range of vocabulary,
yeah, sure,
like they need. So this is a little more formal. In days gone by, we would need to connect that to maybe not a personal experience, right? This should be some sort of social observation or a fact, right? Well, in days gone by, students were expected to, not all students were expected to matriculate in university.
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Lovely.
How about in days gone by, grandparents were very respectful of parents' wishes for their children. That's what I would say
really?
For my kids. And maybe that's not true, but something I feel
funny.
Like not
perhaps.
So much anymore. No, perhaps.
Oh, that's funny.
In days gone by, back when things were wonderful.
Yeah, I think you're. I think that's a telling example there, Aubrey.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay, so yes, so that's good, guys, not for personal examples. In the good old days, I think that could be a personal example as well. But in days gone by, that's more of like a social observation type thing, how things used to be different than now. All right, here's another awesome, awesome one. In the heyday of. So this is very similar to saying like, in the golden age of something, right? So this is a time in the past when something was at its height of quality, maybe popularity, right? So I use this a lot if I talk about music because I'm like way more into classic rock than I am into like modern music. Even when I was a kid, I listened to music that was made before I was born. Like I've always been a fan of stuff from the 60s and 70s. So
awesome.
I would say like in the heyday of rock and roll, when the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were number one on the charts, the radio was more fun to listen to.
For sure, yes. It is a good one to use for music, for anything that is trending, you know, is something's
totally
popular and then it goes out of style, in the heyday of is very appropriate for all of that.
Yeah, that's true. I think this is best for like entertainment type topics, which
yeah.
do come up a lot. And also just trends in style and fashion as well. And this could also be like sort of business trends, maybe like sales trends when something was really popular in the past.
Yeah, so, I think about Silicon yeah. Valley, right? If you're talking about in the heyday of Silicon Valley, and then you're going to talk about when you know, companies were selling for all this money and then, ooh, it kind of slowed down, right?
Right, yeah. The dot-com bubble mm-hmm. We could talk about, yeah. Okay, so what is another way to say that something was much more popular and better in the past?
Old school is a great saying, right? If you're like, ooh, that's old school, when you're talking about like, oh man, that used to be really cool. It's kind yeah. of retro and it's kind of still seen as cool now, but it's definitely something that's from the past if it's old school.
Yeah. So this is definitely slang. But I mean, you could use these all over the speaking test, guys. But of course, today we're putting it in the framework of speaking part three. But old school as an adjective to describe something that is retro. That's another great adjective, Aubrey. But yes. something like cool from the past. And it is often like something you are sort of nostalgic about if it's like from your own life, like music, right? Or style and fashion. And
definitely.
James likes to use this too because he listens to a lot of my music. And he's like, ooh, this Beastie Boys album is old school. I'm like, oh my God, I have the coolest 8-year-old in the world.
That is pretty hip. Yeah, that's awesome. I think about it for technology too. Like if you yeah. saw someone using a flip phone, you'd be like, whoa, he's old school.
Oh my gosh, James right? and I just watched a movie. Oh, what was it? I don't remember. But they were using flip phones in it. And he's like, oh my God, those phones
that?
Are so weird. I was yes. like, yep, they're pretty old school, buddy.
Exactly.
All right. Guys, so definitely write down, take notes on this vocabulary. And coming up after this short break, we're going to give you sample answers for real Speaking Part 3 IELTS questions. Hello, future IELTS test takers. Today's episode has great vocabulary, but you need more than that for IELTS. You can improve your vocab with your personal power vocabulary list and improve your listening skills with our app. Check it out now, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Add the All Ears English app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Now we're going to share some practice example answers for speaking part three. Are you ready, Jessica?
I hope so. I'm always, it's so silly. But even now, after like 800 something episodes, I'm still like, oh gosh, am I going to answer these well?
Yeah.
Are students going to learn?
We still feel exactly what the students feel when they do that speaking test, where it's still something you haven't practiced answering.
Yeah.
You haven't had a chance to think about it. You got to answer on the fly. It's still a little nerve-wracking for sure.
Totally. So guys, I think this is one of the strengths of this show is that this is not scripted, right? We are answering these questions on the fly. Great phrase.
Yeah.
Just like you guys have to on the speaking test. So, okay. I'm ready, Aubrey.
All right. Here's your first question. Jessica, do people get their news from different resources today than they did in the past?
Oh, of course. I mean, in days gone by, like in the time of my grandparents, I think it was typical and common to have a newspaper delivered to your doorstep, right? I mean, in the heyday of kids riding bikes by themselves around the neighborhood when it was safe, they would have paper routes. And it was very common. This was a part of society to have the morning paper delivered before you wake up. And then you come downstairs and the dad opens the paper and maybe gives different sections to members of their family and they could read it around the breakfast table. So definitely that doesn't happen anymore. I mean, in today's age, it's all about technology. Unfortunately, people are buried in their sphere. They're very small sphere of life on the internet, and they're probably only getting the news that applies to their specific interests and beliefs and political leanings, instead of seeing a wide variety that they would see if they had a newspaper. So definitely different resources, and unfortunately, I don't think it's a positive trend.
Yes, like I was thinking as you were answering, I was like, should I say thank you, and interrupt you? Like sometimes in part three, we get interrupted if we answer too long because they need to keep asking us questions, right?
That's true.
But that I really wanted to hear what you had to say, so I didn't interrupt you.
I don't think that was too long for a speaking part
three.
Okay,
good. It seemed good.
I think the examiner will interrupt you guys if you, like, past a minute. You know, there's no hard and fast rule here, but the examiner does want to ask you at least three questions in speaking part three. So if you go on and on, if you start rambling and repeating yourself, you will get interrupted by the examiner.
And don't let it throw you off, right? No big
deal.
Just be ready for the next question. You're not getting docked for having gone long. They just need to ask you another question. Yeah.
Totally. All right. Let's do one more question here.
All right.
Let's
I'm ready.
Aubrey, how has television changed in recent years?
In the good old days, you had to wait and watch your TV show at a specific time on a specific day. Whereas now, you can binge watch entire seasons of shows. And in the heyday of like situation comedy, sitcoms, it was kind of exciting to have to be planning on seeing something maybe a Thursday night and plan around that. I thought that was kind of fun. So it's almost disappointing that now I can just sit and watch anything I want at any time. And not only is it disappointing, it's troublesome as far as my schedule because you can waste so much time watching TV, right? Whereas before, we couldn't even do that. We had to just watch what was available. And when it was over, that was it.
I do miss those days, actually. I mean, I love streaming. I love getting super into a show and like binging it and stuff. And especially with kids, like we can watch anything we want as a family now, which is cool. But I do miss those days because it's like everybody you knew was watching the same stuff. Like we would show up to school on Monday and like I would know that my friends that I had in high school, I would know that we all watched Saturday Night Live a couple nights before that, you know? And that's
or at work, they called it water cooler talk, where everyone would go around the water cooler and say, did you see this episode of such and such last night? Doesn't happen much anymore.
Yeah, totally. Okay, guys. So I think we can see from today's episode how much preparation you need for speaking part three. It's tough. Like, this is not an easy test. You actually need different strategies for every part of the speaking test. So if you are ready for the complete system of strategies for every part of the speaking test, as well as the whole IELTS exam, get into Three Keys IELTS, guys. Check it out. We have three different options of how you can study with us. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
All right. Thanks, Jessica. It's been really fun chatting with you today.
All right. You too, Aubrey.
Have See you later.
Day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.